Poet Gregory Janikian is with us again to read a poem about coming to grips with chaos.
Renovations. Things have been filling up our rooms. The house has become too small. We want an addition. We want to give the cat new ground. We want our laps free. So the hired man enters our house and stands in the middle of the room. He is lean and has the lucent eyes of someone unlikely to do much damage. Where's your help, I ask, meaning, where's the buzzsaw, the jackhammer, the seven others like him, the bulldozer, meaning, what are his limits? He shows me his sledge, the forearms of a blacksmith, says, these'll do. The cat scampers upstairs, my wife blows me a kiss, and the front door closes softly. Soon he's put a hole in the plaster and he's working to make it bigger. Dust falls like a fine snow, whitening his eyebrows, the hair on his arms, the tips of his boots. It is falling on everything. Furniture we've left uncovered, rugs, baseball bats, books, guitars, bric-a-brac on the mantelpiece, old photographs, old hats. I say something like, bad weather, though he doesn't hear me over the noise of his sledge bearing down, and out of this something, nothing comes. We were going to get rid of things. We were going to give some away. Every spring we have told each other, this is the year we make a break, we clear out. With a grunt, he pulls the lathing down and we inhale the musty scent of the occult. To the right, there's a silver flash of ducting, a clutter of wires and angulated pipes, thoroughfares of them bared to the light of day. 200 feet per head, he says, just so much pissing and drinking. Sure, I say, looking at all the hardware, systems of it. What am I doing? Listening to cracks and splinters, watching the ailanthus outside lean into and away from the wind, shuffling through papers, committing things to memory. Now he swings the hammer up and brings it down like a skew pendulum against the outside wall, and the shards of brick are flying. Let him feel the resistance here, I think. Let him feel the objection. Be careful of the window, I say, meaning be careful of everything, the drain and sewer pipes, the joists, the ceiling, the other good walls taxed and mortgaged to the hilt. Children, I say, small animals. And he lifts, he downward arcs, he bursts through and the light streams in. Then the huge vacancy. What if I tell him, okay, build it up again, make it beautiful, put in all the cracks to remind us? Or what if I say, okay, now this wall, this one, this and this, go to it, don't hold back. I don't say anything. I pay him, and he has the look of someone cheated into leaving. He fingers the money, says, sure, Jack, that'll do, shoulders his sledge and carelessly walks away into what other lives? My wife returns. Hers is the difficult art of walking gracefully into a disaster. She looks at the plastic sheeting covering the hole in the wall. It's dark in here, she says, and flips the light switch on. She sits in the chair beside me. The cat is meowing on my lap. Everything is settling into place. Soon we'll have other rooms, new enclosures. Soon we'll forget the ghost of him there in the corner, grinning broadly, twisting and pitching the hammer up, saying without guile or malice, we could make something happen, Jack. We could make history here.